The sequence of experiments was very important. And so we're quite lucky in this regard that there was a very good and robust framework which had been established by researchers on young children and also some previous experiments on primates. And Professor Nieder in Tübingen in Germany had written some very formal definitions of what the evidence is for animals or humans perceiving zero. So we just followed those protocols in a very methodological way to see what the evidence was. And this is very important in science to try and get, bearing in mind different animal models work slightly differently, but try and get evidence in a form which is consistent as possible with previous primate studies or previous human studies, so we can try and get very comparative modelling of how brains of different sizes solve problems.